welcome you into the studio here. Doug Peterson is weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa. And coach, the Eagles are 5-8 here. I got to tell you, I feel different than I normally do a couple of days after a loss. I felt that Sunday really showed how close this team is. Agreed? I know there's no time for moral victories. I get it.
Yeah, but, you know, the way our season's going, you kind of take a moral victory at this time. But ultimately, yeah, I felt like the guys really responded. You know, they had a great week of practice, prepared extremely well, put themselves in a great position, and took it down literally to the last play of the game. Mm-hmm. And we definitely had opportunities, enough mistakes, though, little things, you know. That can cost you some ball games that we got to continue to fight through and clean up. But definitely the effort, definitely the overall performance was there and good enough to win.
Your thoughts on how Carson performed on Sunday and how he led the team, not only throwing the football, handing it off, but the way he led the team?
By far his most complete performance of the year. Did a nice job with his feet and his mechanics and the way he was accurate with the football, you know, and those are all part of the things we've been talking about, you know, over the last few weeks. But I thought he really did a great job there and made some tough throws and got hit and got blasted a couple times. But definitely his best performance.
What are the mind games like for a quarterback when the pieces are changing in front of you and around you so much?
It's difficult. You know, it's difficult because you just don't know. Snap count becomes important. You know, can you change up the snap count? You know, guys don't necessarily get those reps during the week of practice, you know, of preparation. So it can be a little unsettling, you know, moving pieces around the way we had to Sunday. You know, Isaac has to go play right guard, and then obviously Matt Tobin has to come in and play right tackle, you know, towards the end of the game. But I thought that both of those guys came in and did a good job, you know, did an outstanding job. And again, it just shows the resiliency of our guys, the way they prepare during the week and really get themselves in a position to play.
So this is a question. You've had Carson for whatever, how many months here, 13 regular season games. You scouted him all off season. Is there anything about his game, Doug, that's maybe different, maybe better than you thought when you first got him, that you didn't know about him maybe?
You know, I think his leadership ability, the ability to kind of rally the troops, his toughness, mental and physical, you know, because there were times in on his college tape that he didn't go through this type of adversity. One, losing, and two, just physically getting, beat up like he's been or hit like he's been these last couple of weeks. Now he's fought through the arm and the wrist and all that stuff, you know, his senior year. But you know what he's doing and what he's fighting through now. Just goes to show you the type of leader that he is. And, you know, the guys really respond to that. And you know, again, we talk about it, but, we want to win now, obviously, but the future is definitely the way to go.
You made the move trading Sam and elevating Carson, and I'm sure you watched how Carson would take over the locker room and then how the players would respond to him. What have you seen in that respect through 13 games?
Well, number one, you've seen the everybody is really the entire team has rallied, you know, around him. He's the leader of the football team, and sort of on offense, we go how he goes, and really our offensive line goes. But the way he's embraced the team and the way he talks to the players and talks to his receivers and tight ends on running routes and how to run routes and the time spent before and after practice and how he prepares, those are all things you kind of think you know. But until you really see it as a coach, it's a special part of him, and it makes him a great quarterback.
As Eagles fans understand what you're all about offensively, personnel groupings, formations, etc., can you talk about what you're doing with these tight ends and how you're moving Trey, who was really productive, and Zach, who's really productive, in all these different positions?
Well, you know, we feel like, you know, as an offensive staff, that by moving our tight ends around a little bit, we create some matchups on defense and some opportunities. Bigger bodies sometimes on smaller, quicker guys can be an advantage for you, especially down in the red zone. And Trey, as athletic as he is good in space and knows how to run routes, and he's getting better. And Brent's just that old warrior, the battler. I mean, he's going to do everything you ask him to do, and really, Carson is really feeling comfortable now and understanding where these guys are going to be. So it just creates matchups. We got to continue to do that and put our guys in positions to be successful.
Last question on the offense, then a couple on defense. One of four in the red zone on Sunday. Do you just circle that and go, what the heck, man?
You do. Obviously, we had the two turnovers down there, which you can't have. You know, we got to convert touchdowns, and it's just something that's a focal thing. We had an opportunity. We've had opportunities. You know, we work on it in practice. We actually do competitive drills, and I've changed up practice where we go good versus good in practice at the end of a Thursday, which is a red zone. Or I'm sorry, on a Wednesday, which is a red zone sort of not really an emphasis, but it gives us a chance to go against our defense. So good versus good, one versus one,
okay.
And get some reps there. So, you know, the more we can expose our players, the sense of urgency goes up, the ability to run the football down there, all become big keys and factors into your success in the red zone.
Defensively, really physical, really aggressive. What'd you see on tape?
Saw exactly the same thing. Guys were flying around. They were having fun. It looked like their personality and their swagger was back, and had a couple sacks in the game and got after the quarterback Cousins a little bit. You know, we had the pick six on defense, which was great to see. You know, and they keep battling, they keep fighting through, and you know, we've played some good quarterbacks and some good offenses here down the stretch. But I thought again Sunday that the defense really responded to the challenge and played well enough for us to be in a position to win.
How big for Fletcher, just from a mental standpoint, to get to the quarterback a couple times?
Well, you can see it on film. I think it was a relief, number one, that he got there, and his excitement after the play was tremendous. It's something that they keep battling, they keep fighting, they keep working every single day. And these are the things that I see every week, and the resiliency of the football team, and the leadership coming through. And these guys keep fighting through it, and it paid off for them on Sunday.
A lot of work ahead, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us in studio. Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.